Good morning, everybody. All right, a couple more. All right. Hey, so you guys have heard me mention for several weeks now we've been renovating part of our building. And one of the things they did was they put new carpeting and new paint in my office. And in order to do that, I had to take every book that I own and stick them in boxes. So here's a question. How many books does the pastor own?
A lot.
A lot. That's a good number. That's about right. It's 9,000, maybe not quite 9,000, but I know whenever I move, it feels like 9,000. But what I decided is if all my books are going to go into boxes, I can't get to them very easily. So my office is down the hall that way, right? But I have a nice little office in there. And so what I decided to do is I took out three books that I needed to have. So that's a fun question I want us to think about, is if I had to have three books, what would they be? So what do you think I chose first? I chose one of my Bibles, right? And this is not just any Bible. This is a study Bible. It's got a ton of notes. It's got the whole Bible, a lot of notes and maps and all kinds of informative stuff. So this is the Concordia Self-Study Bible. It's out of print, but if you find it online, you should get one. But anyway, this is a great Bible, so no surprise the pastor got a Bible, right? Because this is what is it? It's the Bible, and it's the Word of God. Thank you. All right. Now, the second thing I brought was this book called The Book of Concord. Have you guys heard of this? Okay, well, that's what we're talking about it for. The Bible's the most important thing, right? That's inspired by God. But the Book of Concord is writings from Lutheran pastors. They're talking about the Bible and what we think it's saying, right? What does it mean? So this is something that everyone can read, but pastors especially should be reading this and figuring out what is it that our church is saying about certain topics. So I want my Bible, I want my Book of Concord, and I brought this tiny little book. Anybody ever seen this little book? I bet some people in our congregation have. What kind of book is this? It's a devotional book. It's called Day by Day We Magnify Thee. It's daily devotions from Martin Luther's writings. And why did I keep this book? Because sometimes when I go to visit a shut-in at home, I'll take this book with me and I'll read a devotional with them and then we'll have communion together. So I needed this for doing pastoral visits. Now, these are my three books. If you want to answer, you can, but if you at least think about it. Think about this. If you had to pick three books, what would it be? Have you ever thought about that? Like suppose you're having to move or something and everything gets all packed up. Does anybody here have a very favorite book? No. That's not yeah. Moms and dads, ask them later. If you could have three books, what would they be? These were my three. By the way, I have many other books I really, really love. These aren't the only three good books in the world, right? But think about what are my favorite books. I hope one of them is a Bible, right? The Bible is the Word of God. And so we always want to have a Bible. And then what other things do I love that help me? What's that? A floppy Bible. You're right, it is a floppy Bible because it's got a kind of a soft cover, but some have hard covers and some have floppy covers. You're right. All right, thanks for coming up, guys. Think about the question, what three books would I bring with me on a car trip or something like that? So head back to your spots and congregation, we sing the hymn of the day.